All right, everyone, get ready because we're about to unlock like a secret language. Yeah, a secret language of the market, one that speaks volumes, literally. You see, most people, they just focus on stock prices, like completely obsessing over every little tick up and down. But what if I told you there's this like hidden layer of information out there, something that can actually like reveal the driving force behind those price moves?
Yeah, it's true. While everyone else is busy chasing those price fluctuations, we're going to dive into the really fascinating world of volume analysis. You can kind of think of it like listening to the whispers behind the headlines, understanding not just like what's happening, but more importantly, WH why it's
Oh,
happening.
I love that. And to guide us on this deep dive, well, we've got this treasure trove of insights from our source material for today's deep dive. Understanding volume, a vital tool for market success. And get this, we'll be exploring like real-world examples from, tech giants everyone knows, Microsoft, Google, even that electric car innovator, Tesla, and more.
Yeah, and these case studies are going to really illuminate how powerful it can be to be able to recognize these volume patterns. Potentially investors could have used this to ride some incredible waves of growth and even like avoid some common pitfalls.
Let's get into it. So when we talk about volume, we're really talking about the number of shares that are traded during a specific period, right?
Exactly. It's like measuring the energy in a room, right? So think about it like a packed concert, people dancing, singing along, everyone's having a great time. That's high volume, right? Something's definitely going on there. Now imagine like an empty room, just a couple people in the corner whispering. That's low volume, very different vibe.
Okay, so instead of just looking at the band on stage, the stock price, we want to also be paying attention to the energy of the crowd, the trading volume.
Precisely. And just like a crowd's reaction can tell you a lot about the performance, right?
Yeah.
Volume can give us some really crucial context about a stock's price movements.
Okay, that makes me wonder then, how exactly does this crowd energy translate into like actionable insights for investors?
Okay, so think about it this way. Imagine you're watching a snowball rolling down a hill. It doesn't just magically become this massive avalanche, right?
No, it picks up more and more snow as it's rolling down, right?
Right.
Gaining that momentum before it really starts like barreling down the slope.
Exactly. Volume is like that gathering snow, that initial buildup of momentum, right? So oftentimes what you'll see is this increase in volume before you see a big price move.
So you're saying volume can sometimes be a leading indicator, giving us almost like a sneak peek, a glimpse of what might be coming down the line. That's incredible.
It can be, but it's really important to remember that volume alone, it doesn't tell you the whole story, right? We need to look at it in context. So for instance, high volume that's coupled with rising prices. That can actually confirm an upward trend. But then on the other hand, high volume with falling prices, that could be a warning sign.
Oh, okay. So it's all about understanding the nuances, right? The different types of patterns and the signals that volume can reveal.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to be talking about, unpacking throughout this deep dive. So we'll be exploring a bunch of these key volume patterns, such as volume spikes, accumulation, distribution, and even those moments where it seems like things quiet down, the volume dry ups, which can often be misinterpreted.
Oh, interesting. Sorry, I'm making me rethink how I look at the market. Let's get into those patterns, starting with those really attention-grabbing volume spikes.
Yeah, those volume spikes, those are definitely attention grabbing. They're like those flashing neon signs you see, in a really bustling city, impossible to ignore.
So let's say I'm looking at a stock chart and like all of a sudden, bam, there it is. This huge surge in volume compared to what it normally is. What's the first thing I should be thinking?
I mean, it's basically screaming at you saying something big just happened, or even like something big is about to happen.
Right.
Like this could be anything from like a positive earnings surprise, all the analysts are buzzing about it, to like even a major acquisition announcement. It definitely gets the market buzzing.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, major news can obviously move the needle, but we're talking about volume here. So what is a volume spike actually telling us about how investors are reacting to whatever that news is?
So this is where it gets really interesting. Volume spikes oftentimes signal institutional interest. So it's not your average, retail investor like you and me buying a couple hundred shares here or there. We're talking about the big players, right? Hedge funds, pension funds, institutions that have really deep pockets. And they're moving, millions, even billions of dollars. And trust me, they don't make those moves quietly.
I bet they don't. So a volume spike is almost like a giant footprint in the sand, telling us that like the elephants are on the move.
Exactly. And those footprints can lead to some really valuable insights. So, for example, think about Microsoft back in the 90s. Like, if you were savvy enough to be looking at volume back then, you would have seen all those really telltale spikes, right as the company's like growth story was really gaining momentum.
Yeah, so being able to spot those early signs of institutional interest back then, I mean, that could have been incredibly lucrative.
Absolutely. Now, volume spikes, they aren't a guaranteed predictor of future success, obviously, but they're definitely a signal to pay attention. Dig a little deeper, understand what's driving that sudden surge in
Little
activity.
flashing sign saying, investigate further.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about some other volume patterns. So the source material, understanding volume, it talks about accumulation and distribution. What's the difference between those two, and like, why should we even care?
Okay, so think about it this way. Imagine like a beautiful antique rocking horse, right? Like just a really rare find. So accumulation is kind of like imagine a discerning collector. They recognize its value and they slowly and very strategically buy up all the available pieces over time. They're not in any rush. They're just steadily increasing their stake because they know this rocking horse, this is a treasure.
Okay, so they're playing the long game, they recognize the inherent value, and they're quietly accumulating more and more over time.
Hey.
But how does that relate to like actual stock trading though?
So in the stock market, accumulation is really what's happening when these institutional investors, these savvy collectors, they spot long-term potential in a certain stock. So they start buying up shares and they don't do it all at once. It's very gradual. They're doing it over weeks, even months. And this the steady buying pressure, it creates that upward price movement. And that's often accompanied by a very distinct volume pattern.
So what are we looking for on the charts? Like, how can we tell the difference between, regular buying activity and then like something more significant is actually happening?
So that's where those weekly charts that we talked about earlier really come in handy, right? So imagine those weekly charts are like chapters in a book giving you like all the main plot points. So you're going to be looking for higher than average volume on those green up weeks, meaning, the stock is closing higher than it opened, and then relatively lower volume on the red down weeks.
So it's not just about the price going up. It's about the volume being like noticeably stronger on those upward swings.
Exactly, because it suggests that the buyers are more aggressive than the sellers. They're absorbing any supply that hits the market. So like a classic example of this is Google back in 2004, right after their IPO.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Everyone was talking about Google back then. What was the volume telling us?
So if you were looking at the weekly charts, you would have seen this very clear pattern of accumulation, that steady buying, pushing the price higher, even on pullbacks. It was just a beautiful example of institutional investors recognizing, Google's long-term potential. They were accumulating shares before the price really took off. And, those who are paying attention to volume, they had a front row seat to that incredible growth story.
Wow, that's wild. So accumulation is kind of like, it's like spotting like a really valuable antique. You're at a flea market. You got to spot it before anyone else recognizes like its actual worth. But what about the flip side of that? What about distribution that you mentioned earlier? Is that kind of like trying to sell a rocking horse that nobody wants anymore?
You could say that. So distribution is basically when those early investors, the ones who spotted the value early on, they've decided, all right, it's time to cash in on my
They're
gains.
ready to take their profits and move on to that next opportunity.
Right. Exactly. And just like with accumulation, volume provides some key clues. But instead of strong buying on the way up, now we're going to see strong selling on the way down. You'll notice higher volume on those red down weeks, indicating that the sellers, they're in control now. Remember those dot-com days we were talking about
Well,
earlier?
yeah, all the hype, the frenzy, everyone and their brother was throwing money at anything with like .com at the end.
Yeah, that's a classic example of distribution. So imagine, you're looking at a really hot tech stock back then. Everyone's euphoric, the price is skyrocketing. But then you start to notice something interesting in the volume. Heavy selling, even as the price is attempting to, hold on.
That's like a red flag, right? It's like the band's still playing, but people are starting to head towards the exits.
Exactly. Institutions, they were cashing out, quietly unloading their shares while the music was still playing. And those who ignored the volume, who got caught up in that price frenzy, well, they ended up learning a very, very expensive lesson.
So while everyone else is so focused on just the price going up, those who were paying attention to the volume had a chance to get out before the party ended.
Precisely.
Wow, this is eye-opening stuff. So we've covered volume spikes, we've covered accumulation, distribution. It's amazing how much insight is kind of hidden in plain sight with all this. Are there any other volume patterns we should be aware of? We've covered a lot of ground already, but there's one more pattern I'm curious about. It's mentioned in the source material. Volume dry-ups. What are those and why should we care about them?
Okay, so imagine our rocking horse collector again, right? They've been steadily buying up pieces for months, and all of a sudden the number of rocking horses for sale just like dwindles. It's not that nobody wants to sell, it's just that most of that supply has been absorbed, things have quieted down, and that's basically a volume dry up.
So instead of like this sudden spike, it's more like this slow, steady trickle of trades. Mm. It almost sounds peaceful.
It can be a volume dry up, especially after, you know, a period of strong upward movement. It can actually be a sign of consolidation. It's like the market's just catching its breath after a sprint, you know, just kind of finding a stable base before making its next move.
So it's not necessarily a bad thing if things quiet down a bit after, you know, after a big run up.
Not at all. It can actually be, you know, it's a sign of strength in a way.
Right.
Because it suggests that those who bought in early, you know, the institutions, they still have their fingers on the pulse. They're holding tight. They're confident in the long-term outlook.
That's reassuring. It's like seeing those, you know, those savvy collectors. They're holding on to their rocking horses. They're not selling, even when the market is kind of quiet. They know what they got.
Exactly. But like any good detective story, you know, context is everything. So a volume dry up after like a long downtrend, that's a different story. That could potentially signal, you know, lack of interest, maybe even fear. But after a strong upward move, could be a sign that the smart money is being patient. They're waiting for that next catalyst.
Wow, this is fascinating stuff. So, okay, we've explored those key volume patterns. We talked about those attention-grabbing spikes. We talked about the steady accumulation, that telltale distribution, even those intriguing dry-ups. But how do we actually use all this knowledge to make smarter investment decisions? Like, let's bring those charts to life with some real-world examples here.
Okay, so let's talk about Tesla back in 2013. So the electric car revolution was just starting to gain some real traction. And Tesla, despite all the skeptics, you know, they were making waves.
Oh yeah, Tesla, that was the stock everyone was watching, even back then. Hmm. So what was the volume telling us back then?
So the stock had been kind of trading sideways for a while, almost like a race car, just revving its engine at the starting line, you know, and then bam, it breaks out of that range, signaling this potential shift in momentum. Now, breakouts, those can be tricky, right? Some just, they fizzle out and others absolutely skyrocket. But here's where volume becomes so crucial. Tesla's breakout, it was accompanied by this massive surge in volume, and it confirmed that this move had some real strength behind it.
So it wasn't just like this blip on the radar. It's like, okay, something big is happening here. Yeah. Those race car engines were roaring.
Exactly. That high volume that validated the move, it suggested, you know, strong conviction from the buyers, and likely those were those institutional investors that we've been talking about. And as you know, Tesla's stock, I mean, it went on this incredible run after that breakout.
Yeah, it's like the difference between, you know, a small wave lapping at the shore and then this giant tsunami just crashing down. The volume kind of tells you which one to watch out for.
Precisely. And this concept of volume confirming price action, it applies not just to breakouts, but to breakdowns, too. So a drop in price on low volume, that might be temporary, just a temporary dip, but a plunge on heavy volume. Now, that's a sign that panic selling, it might be taking hold.
Wow, that's incredibly valuable information.
Okay.
Okay, so we've seen the power of volume through these examples, but for our listeners out there who are eager to actually apply this to their own investing, you know, journeys, what are like the key takeaways here, the actionable steps that they can start taking?
So first and foremost, always, always pay attention to volume. Don't just look at the price. Think of volume as like your secret weapon, because it's giving you that extra layer of insight. Look for those volume spikes. Those are your cue to investigate further.
Love. It's like getting this secret alert. It's like something big might be happening here. Go check it out. What else?
And don't get too caught up in the day-to-day noise, right? Remember those weekly charts we talked about?
Yeah.
Those are your friend. They'll help you see the bigger picture, those long-term accumulation or distribution patterns that we were discussing. Those often play out over, you know, weeks, even months.
Weekly charts, less noise, more clarity. I like it. Any other pro tips for us?
Remember, volume, it's ultimately a reflection of supply and demand, you know, the fundamental forces that are driving any market. So use volume to confirm those breakouts. High volume, good. Low volume, proceed with caution. Look for those accumulation patterns we talked about. Strong buying on up weeks, weak selling on down weeks. And be wary of those distribution signals, because that's when the smart money might be heading for the exits.
This has been truly eye-opening. Who knew that volume, something that's just so often overlooked in the market, that it actually holds so many secrets? So many secrets to like unlocking how the market behaves.
It's like having this superpower, you know, this ability to see beyond the surface, understand the real motivations behind those moves.
Absolutely. So to our listeners out there, the next time you're researching a stock, don't just ask yourself, what's the price doing?
Yeah.
Ask yourself, what is the volume telling me? You might be surprised at what you uncover.
That's what makes the market so fascinating, right? There's always more to learn. There's always more to explore. Who knows? Maybe there's even more hidden signals out there just waiting to be uncovered.
That's right. The journey of discovery never ends. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the incredible world of volume analysis. Until next time, happy investing.